are parks so popular today, Ben?
It's all about lifestyle. And it's not just today that they're popular. They've been popular for several decades now. People, airplane pilots, they like to collect and gather with other pilots. And what better way to do that than at an airpark where you don't have to drive to the airport. You can just walk over to your neighbor and see him.
Maybe describe to me the lifestyle of people living in an airpark. What's the setting? And how is it so different?
I grew up on an airpark in the 70s and early 80s. And the lifestyle, as I compare it today, I knew all of my neighbors in the airpark. I know some of my neighbors where I live today, which is not on an airpark. And I think I hear that pretty often when I talk to people both in and out of their parks, that those who are outside of an airpark or a planned community around a central theme, in this case airplanes, don't tend to know their neighbors as well as those who live around a common purpose. And that's a huge and fun component of airpark living.
Some of the different options that you've seen with airparks, some of the different setups.
Sure, there are as many options as there are ideas out there. That's a slight overstatement, but not by much. The airpark I grew up on was, I think, 40 homes surrounding an 1,800 foot long asphalt strip that was 20 feet wide. It was pretty loose with what we could do, not a real tight CCNR, covenants, conditions, and restrictions. So there were homes of all different sizes and shapes and styles. And everybody got along for the most part, other than the usual personality challenges from time to time. So that's one end of the spectrum. The other end of the spectrum would be something like Spruce Creek down in near Daytona Beach, Florida, that has 1,600 lots and 600 of them are airpark accessible, and all kinds of restaurant and maintenance and fuel. And it's a big going concern, a big airport to Heaven's Landing in Georgia that has a good condo mix and beautiful mountain setting. There's all kinds of options out there to fit your needs and desires.
That's great. Tell us then a little bit about, just in conclusion, tell us a little bit about general aviation news and living with your plane, and a little bit of background behind on the publications and what you're trying to do.
Sure, thanks. General Aviation News has been a going publication since 1949, and my family bought it in 1970, been running it consistently since. And we serve the owner-flown, I'd say, hobbyist, passionate advocate, up to, light business-type aircraft and pilots and operators come out twice a month all over the nation and serve that market. Living with Your Plane was an offshoot of General Aviation News. As I said earlier, I grew up on an airpark. My parents bought onto in the 1970s. And being in the publishing business, we started, my dad and mom started tracking airparks around the country. And it kind of grew into a service for people to search for the airpark of their dreams. And today we track over 620, 630 some airparks in all 50 states and a few international. And we just try and promote the lifestyle and make it easier for people to find the information they're looking for.
It sounds like fun, Ben. Appreciate your time and happy flying.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it.